Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to a very special experience. This is not just another radio programme. This is not just another way to fill in another half hour, a moment's interest then forgotten forever like a snowflake melting on a dike. It could be like that, but it doesn't have to be like that. The next 30 minutes can possibly change your life, because the theme is life-changing moments. There are moments in everybody's life which are disproportionately important and which change our lives forever. For instance, there is love at first sight. Wow, there's a life-changing moment, as Bryn Terfel discovered.
The first time ever I saw you, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love. And empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your lips, I felt
The journey of life has many forks in the road and crossroad moments when we have big choices to make and we go in one direction or another, and the choices are significant with consequences. We know that, and we do worry about making mistakes and taking a wrong turning in the moment of madness, as Katie Mellower realises.
A moment of madness, it's happened before. It could turn into sadness or a civil war. You've got me changing all I ever thought. When you first got so mad, lost your eye, trying to save some trees, angry cry, saw your thighs, then I fell to my knees. Oh my God, what is this? It's a moment of madness. When we drank too much beer, lost our fear, our defenses were down. you got up, tried your luck, bought a dubious round. It can be hard to resist, it's a moment of madness. A promise of passion, a trailer of sin, a smiling assassin, the demon within. Endorphins are raging, resistance is thin. And you're blowing my mind, 'cause I find that your theories of life are insane. Feed my brain, I could listen all night. I can't leave till we kiss, it's a moment of madness. And I just wanna stare at your hair and imagine you opening your door. In your drawer there's some leather in there. I refuse, you persist, it's a moment of madness. You know I'm not asking a lot, only your love. I don't want to get what I want, but I'm willing to try. And I'm gonna ask you to stop, but I'm full of love.
Katie is scared stiff of doing something impulsive in a moment of madness, something which might change her life forever for the worse. The opposite danger is that we never say yes at the crossroads of life, and we always postpone any possibly life-changing moments. Tracy Chapman here asks a very searching question.
If not now, then when? If not today, then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none. Till morning comes, you can wait for the new day. You can wait and lose this heart. You can wait and soon be sorry. 'Cause if not now, then when? If not today, then why make your promises? Hey, love for days to come is as good as none. Now love's the only thing that's free. We must take it where it's found. Pretty soon it may be costly. 'Cause if not now, then when? Then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none. If not now, what then? We all must live our lives always feeling, always thinking, the moment has arrived. If not now,
Sometimes we just need a little encouragement to say yes at the crossroads of life, and a little inspiration to help us to seize our life-changing moments. Alfie Bull got it in his daughter's eyes. When he saw how his daughter saw him, he was inspired to become the hero that she thought he was.
In my daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world's at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, always puts a smile in my heart. Everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light. It's in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, I can see the future. A reflection of who I am and what will be. Though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family. When I'm gone, I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there.
And when we get inspired to say yes to life, then it is amazing how ripe we become to possibly life-changing moments. Susan Boyle and Donny Osmond found that to be true for them.
This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment. I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today. This is the moment when all I've done, when all become one. This is the day, just see it shine. When all I've lived for becomes mine.
This is the moment, this is the hour, when I can open up tomorrow like a flower and put my hand to everything I plan to fulfill my grand design. See all my stars align. This is the moment.
Alfie Bowe's advice to Susan and Donnie is to go for it. He certainly wants to with his girlfriend.
It's now or never. Come home me time. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I'd spend a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here again. It's now or never. Come home me time. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow.
We all have pivotal moments in our lives, life-changing moments when we make important choices with far-reaching consequences. When we look back over our life, we can muse over our choices and wonder sometimes, what if? What if I'd made the other choice and gone in the other direction with my life? How different things might have been. But the past is past, and what about the future? I spoke to two widows on the same day, both facing an unknown future. One said to me, I'll never get over this. The other one said, I will get over this. Just give me some time. Both were self-fulfilling. Deep down inside us, there's an on-off switch for life. Some say yes to life, some say no.
You think that I can't live without your love. You'll see. You think I can't go on another day. You think I have nothing without you by my side. You see, somehow, someday. Think that destroyed my faith in love. You think after all you've done, I'll never find my way back home. You'll see somehow.
Susan has good spirit to survive, but if she wants to do more than survive, to thrive, to really live, she will need help from others and from God. We do not really make it on our own, not on bad days. In the Bible, there's the story of Jesus giving a man called Zacchaeus one of these life-changing moments. And thankfully, Zac seizes the moment and lets Jesus transform his life from being a greedy man to being a generous man. From self-absorption to thinking of others, from being a dead duck to being fully alive. Here's Jamie Stewart telling us the story.
When Jesus went on into Jericho, there was this man called Zacchaeus. He was the head tax man for the district and so was quite rich. In fact, he was really loaded. But though he had plenty of money, he wasn't what you might call happy and was dead keen to meet this Jesus he'd heard about. Zacchaeus, being a wee man, can't get near on account of the great crowd of folk surrounding Jesus. So he decides to climb up a sycamore tree beside the road to watch. When Jesus eventually comes along, he spies Zacchaeus. Looking up, he shouts,
"Hey there, wee man, come down, will you? I've decided to invite myself to your house for a meal this afternoon."
To say that wee Zacchaeus was fair chuffed is putting it mildly. The rest of the folk, by the way, weren't they very pleased that Jesus was going to eat with a man they caught a crook. But already, Zacchaeus is a changed man. He says to Jesus, "Lord, see me. I'm going to give half of my money to the poor, and I'll promise to look after all the folk that have cheated so well." Jesus turned round to the dumbfounder crowd and tell them to hod their wheesht. "This man was a sinner," he said. "He's found peace at last."
I'll tell you why I included that story of Zacchaeus. Indeed, the reason for this whole programme is because I am Zacchaeus. I am the struggler in life who said yes to Jesus when he gave me life-changing moments and crossroads. I'm the bachelor who fell in love and proposed marriage to my girlfriend. I hope it's your life story too, that you say yes at the crossroads of life. It's certainly Michael Card's life story, that following Jesus is the best way to fullest life. So I leave you with Michael Card singing all about it. Bye for now and have a nice life.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. Gonna live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable. I just can't.